System has been developed. Including scientific, all systems, we never think about evolution. We don't know nothing about evolution. You know about something who are evolved and you know many things about it. But why it evolved, you don't know. You know rocks, you know minerals. We don't know how many scientists on minerals. Metallurgy. Force. Geography. All these are minerals. But why the first thing, the minerals have come? There is the question. Where are so many stars? All stars are there. And maybe about what Savita we are talking is a bachcha star. It's a very, very small star. Then compared with other suns, a very small sun, very small. Well, he is there, and millions of suns are there. But where is life? We don't find anywhere, there is any life anywhere, except on this planet, way the Bhagavad Gita talks about it as the Prithvi who talks with Gita. And there the Prithvi asks him, what is the use of this Gita? The worlds of our human beings are full of prarabdha, karma. And once you know about prarabdha karma, which unfortunately you don't know nothing about it, you talk about it, that's why I say we are all idiots. What do you know about prarabdha? And if you really know about prarabdha, just by the name of the heaven of prarabdha, you would have somebody, you would have someone gone. If you really know the prarabdha karma, unfortunately we don't think about it. And it is good. But anyway, the Mother Earth, he is worried about the humans' prarabdha karma. And there Sri Krishna says, Gita will help you. The prarabdha can be corrected. And I don't know, so many are talking about Gita Mahatmya, discourses on Gita, I don't know. But I never heard anyone, when they have read about Bhagavad Gita, did they know that they have learned something about the prarabdha karma to be corrected by it? I don't know. I have never read about it. But the entire reason for Bhagavad Gita is for that tremendous power, and even don't know how to use it. We talk about prarabdha karma, and Earth has asked it for us. Earth has asked about it. That can prarabdha karma be corrected? The Krishna says yes, it is possible. I don't know. Have you ever read about someone talking about Gita, telling you about prarabdha karma, which you are full of it? Full of it, all of us. And do you know, what do you know by prarabdha karma? Can you know the definition of a prarabdha karma? What is something there that you know about your prarabdha? Do you know about your headache? If you have it. If you have it. Do you know if you have a headache that you are having headache? You don't know? That means he doesn't have a head. He says even if he has a headache, he doesn't know about it. When you have a pain, do you know that after in a month or so when you are going to do an examination, all of us have their own headaches. At least that much you know. You have to read this, you have to read that, you would have read it, but I should have, next year I will do it very correctly. Every class I will take to the class, I will take notes, every day I will read it, every year. But when the first year comes next year, you forget about all this. Well, I don't know about you people, but I know about it. Why I am taking all this is Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjana. In fourth chapter, very clearly Sri Krishna says to Arjuna, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacharjana. I have seen many births together. Arjuna and Krishna have many births together. And in the same shloka he continues, I know them all, but Arjuna, that is exactly what Arjuna was. He was many births, he was together with Krishna. And he has done, at the age of 84 years, he was in the war. Sri Krishna was about 120 years old. Arjuna was about 84 years old. And even he was with Krishna since 84 years. And Arjuna never knew anything about it. Even though he has done tremendous tapas. You know about his many tapas with Shiva, with Indra, and the ability to say that he can kill an apsarasa, Urvashi as a mother. Such a tremendous sadhana he was. And he doesn't know about his past births. Even though he was there with Sri Krishna. Then what will you know about prarabdha karma? That is the question. Why I am telling all these things is, if you have something for you to know that there is some heavy burden in your previous births, then you may think how to go about it. You just don't know. And really, even if I am talking all these things, we don't know, then where is the heading? There is no heading. But simple scientists say that tons and tons of pressure is on our heads. Of that we know it. No doubt about it. It is on your head, your head, your head. And a pressure. A real pressure of some tons of pressure on your heads. But because you don't know it, you don't care it. It is there, whether you like it or not. The same thing with prarabdha. Why I am telling all these things is, when you have a prarabdha karma, any divine thing you want to do is useless. If you are in a life imprisonment, what can you do in freedom? You will be taking your food and maybe because you have sufficient links, you can have mobiles, links in the jail, and maybe you may have AC also in the jail, and maybe you get very beautiful food. With all that, you are in imprisonment. Everybody knows about it. And he also knows that I am in a jail. Are we able to know that all we are imprisonments in our own bodies? You don't even know that you are a body and you are different from it. There is a difference between you and your body. But again the imprisonment, come out of it. You give a lecture about it. What is the foolishness about not knowing about an Atma and talk about Atma? Being in imprisonment? I just can't understand what type of spiritualism all these nonsense are going on. I take thousands and thousands of people. I think probably lakhs and lakhs of people think about Gita. At least I have read in my children, of course, about Chinmayananda talking about Gita. It's wonderful. And many times I feel that again Vyasa has come in English to tell about Gita. I learned much about him from Gita. And even now, whenever I want to get something, I get from Chinmayananda's commentary. It's okay, it's a wonderful lecture. But the people who have heard about it, What do you know about your prarabdha karma? Learn an imprisonment. And you do all your sadhanas in an imprisoned physical body, and you say you are doing sadhanas. Do it. Do it. What can you do? Or we understand the foolishness we are trying to do? The first thing what you have to know is about your prarabdha karma, and has to be about it. And that is where again Gayatri comes in. That is the only formula which can help you. That is why whoever does Gayatri, it is called Dvija. What does it mean? You know what does it mean really? You are free from this body. That is Dvija. One physical body you had from the mother. And if you do the Gayatri, you have another Dvija out of your body. You kill yourself. One was from your mother's womb. Then now, as when you do the Gayatri, you are free from this body. Just as you came from the physical body, from a physical mother, and don't know about this. And they talk about spiritualism. Is it not foolish? Only a Dvija can know spiritualism. None else. Is it not clear? That is where Brahmin was so important at that time, but the Gayatri given by Vishwamitra is not a Brahmin as you call him. He is a Kshatriya, not a Brahmin. If you want to learn it, learn it. If not, okay, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Who cares? A very, very small, low voice in this people. My voice is of no value. But those who may want to learn it, we can learn it. And that is where the real Indian life, the Bharatiyata comes in. Only a Bharatiyata can become a Dvija if he wants it. None else. That is the definition. That is the definition. Then Indian is one who is an Indian. Because he is an Indian. A Bharatiyata is because in Bharat he is Bharatiyata. And do you know what Bharat means? The illumination of love. Who talks about this physical body? What idiots they talk about Bharat, and you fight about it. What is the use of that? What is the use of this physical body? Wherever you are, you are. That is not Bharat. The real Bharat is Bharata. The illumination of light is Bharat. And we talk about India. And then you cross. This is this Indian, this is not Indian, that is this, this is that. If you get the entire physical body, you can never get Bharat. There is no Bharat there. But anyone who has Bharata, he is a Bharat. A doctor is a doctor wherever he has read it. Whether he gets the MD, do you think what is his nationality? His caste? So called caste. A doctor is a doctor. A Bharata is the Bharata. Then you know that. The first thing that comes is this. That is why I came this. because I don't have a pilaka. But if I had it, I should have such a pilaka. Do you know about Chanakya? He has this in a tie. People with a open pilaka, people are very dull. They fear. Because if he is like this, it shows that someone is gone. Everybody knows that. That is why everyone, at that time, they always used Chanakya. What? You are not still like that? They knew that something is happening. But they never knew that he was doing about the other things. And when you don't know to use things, well, cut it off. What is the use? For a Chanakya, for Parampuja Gurudev, and for his people, they are important, if you know how to use it. If you don't use it also, if a doctor's children, he wants to become a doctor, and sometimes he may blame it his stethoscope of the doctor. Well, it's good. It only shows that later he will become a doctor. What are we doing with our pilaka? And what about our chandan? At least game with it, like a chain. At least it is important. Then the stethoscope is a chain. I don't want this, I want something hot. So what I am telling? When a chain thinks with the stethoscope, he is playing, but in his hand he wants to become a doctor. Or his father puts a, what should I say, a point, so that the children may want to become a doctor. And what are we doing with our thread? Those who are having it, for years and years they have spent this thread. What for? I don't know. What for this? What did you do with this? And you say you are Indian, not Bharat. That's the correct name. India. Going into law, coming down. India. I don't know the real meaning of it, but I want it like that. You don't know anything about Bharat. And that Bharat has nothing to do with the physical body. Nothing in the physical body. It is an illumination. Bharata. And what do you say? That illumination is for whom? For whom? Anyone who wants to learn it. That is why Christ today, because it is so important, he came to India. He learned this name, illumination. And he is giving it. And they grow. And what are you able to do with them? You people who want to change some people, how can you change light? You show me the light, you can break it, that's something else. But the light in between, change it. Can you change the light? Erase it? Can you erase it? Can you kill it? What can you do? Nothing. And we talk about changing people, their physical, I don't know what they are doing. Do it. You can't change illumination. If anyone wants it, you can't do it. If you are a Bharat, Nobody can change you. And if you are a Bharat, and if you are an Indian, well, you get what you have gotten from Muslims, from British people, till 1947. And we have two hands, the East and West. And you say you got a free India, having two hands of the mother gone? A real Gandhi said, suppose you think someone has put you in the mother and he said, I am going to take off your head, mother's head. Suppose. What will you do? What will you do? You want your heads to be, say, okay, okay. You took back your hands and give me the mother? No, he said, no. I will give the whole mother. I will see that we will take care of it. Then what will you give? What will be the answer? That was Gandhi's answer. You never understood it. I'm not talking about politicians. I'm not at all talking about these hands and other things. I'm talking about the real Bharat. And what Krishna wanted Arjuna is a Mahabharat. That means the fourth dimensional Bharat. Bhur, Bhuvaha, Swaha, no, we don't want it. We want Mahaha Bharat. We don't want this Bhur, Bhuvaha, Swaha, Bharat. No, we don't want it. Even if you are in this so-called Andhra Pradesh Bharat, it is not Bharat. There is nothing there. There is no illumination anywhere in the physical body. I'm not talking about the role of any politician. What can, in illumination, what can you think about politicians? They may think about politicians in light. In light you may fight about it. That's why when the bombs come, we see that the entire thing is dark. Because even they want to put a bomb, they want a light to put a bomb. Is it not? I am able to tell you what I am talking about it. I am not talking about any religions. I am not talking about any development of division of lands. No, I want Bharat, and that Bharat, if Krishna wanted it as Mahabharat, after 5,000 years, what happened to the illumination of Bharat? The basis is you should be free from the physical body. Naturally, it is freedom with earth also. Physical body is linked with earth. Then what to do? That is where Gayatri comes in. The real illumination is beyond physical consciousness, emotional life, mental plane, and after that, the intuition, what we call the intuition. That is Bharat. To go to that fourth dimension of Mahabharat, and for this, you can by yourself grow. You may be with someone in illumination, but if he is a blind man, even the sun can't give them illumination. So don't worry. You grow. And if you get the light, don't say, you see it. Can I see light? Or you see it? Will you talk about lights? Or can you see about light? You will see it. Can you give a lecture about it? In darkness? The foolishness is happening on that. That is where the Chandan and Pilaka are so important, because when these two how to use know, you will get the light. Through Gayatri Mantra. And I don't know from how many years people are doing Gayatri Mantra, and they are going into deeper and deeper and deeper darkness. Correct it. Param Pujya Gurudev says, nowadays, in few months you will get that light. Param Pujya Gurudev used to tell it, nine days is enough. But for you people I am telling it is few months. Aurobindo also said the same thing. If you want that illumination, Bharat, few months is enough. That is the reason for the development of Kabir to Ramdas, to Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, to Vivekananda, to Aurobindo, and of course Param Pujya Gurudev. They are the steps, the scientific spiritualism. There is a scientific step there. The first time it helped in the world. The scientific spiritualism. So if you know, if the Einstein, I don't know how many years he understood. To give the formula, E is equal to mc squared. But now, even a 10th class can tell you, in one class. That is exactly what Sri Aurobindo. And do you know, actually Vivekananda was supposed to do that. But because of his 38th year he died. Then he couldn't tell someone to tell about it. And his own Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's friends with him couldn't do it. And Sri Aurobindo was not interested in it. But because he was in jail and he was sure that within 1 year he will die. If you know the story about Sri Aurobindo in the jail. There, Vivekananda physically came, Sri Krishna came, Sri Krishna, not Sri Krishna Paramahamsa, but Arjuna Sri Krishna came physically. To Aurobindo and said, why do you worry about India? What is Bharat? I am talking about Mahabharat. Then the first time he understood that I am going in a wrong way for India. That's why when he was in Pondicherry, many people asked him to come back to the government or this and that. He said, what is this? You know why? He was once Bharat, and you are talking about the physical India. That is the difference. Can you understand what I am telling? Can you understand it? Then you can understand Gayatri and Param Pujya Gurudev. If not, well, it is good. If you don't know, at least tell others. Maybe someone else will learn it. As simple as that. And now you have learned this and you want to tell to so many people, and I count between many people and you in between, so I stop. Do you have a, I don't know what to tell, dot dot dot, to do Guruji's work? You don't know what to tell? Anyway, use Gayatri to others first. And you yourself do it. As simple as that. So to do real Gayatri, Guruji said 9 days is enough to become a Dvija, the Bharat, the illumination. I had it. And naturally it goes on. It has nothing to do with the physical body. But well, my illumination is mine. But you can see a illumined mind by the way he helps others. That is the only test. And if you really see an illumined man, you know to how many people he is helping it. It may be a 0 watt bulb or a 1000 watt bulb, but the electricity is one and the same. The only thing is it's grow. So chandan, pelaka, dhoti, pancha. As you have said, not like they have done. Kishore and they are wrong. I don't want it. It is how Parampuja Gurudev has the pancha. Just because some people say it is all right, I don't accept it. But I had my own problem. That's why I am not using it. Even when Parampuja Gurudev was there, he said, okay, you don't have it. Just something else. You will never understand it. So don't worry about me having a pancha. But you are right. At least when you are going out. But common sense. If you want to go to a college or to your office, it becomes a problem. So common sense is always there. If you don't have a common sense, naturally the life will be a bore. We are not going to fight with people. But at home or here, we should have the correct Parampuja Gurudev's dress. If you go into the military, you have a dress. Police, lawyers, doctors when they are going for their work, operation. But we don't want it. And your friends and those, use them. Many people, if you ask them in the correct way, they accept it. After all, we are Bharatiya. The only thing is, we have to tell it in a correct way. That is why those two children I had, I was very angry with that dress, and the parents allow it and enjoy about it. What Indians are those parents who give such a children for such children? It's wrong. I am that angry. But whenever I see, I never talk about it. Only in the class I talk. If you are ready to hear it. If not, I won't talk about it. I'll think about some special sadhana which you will be doing in prison. So, do your Bharat. Think about Gayatri. When I say it is in 40 days, 40 days are enough. You will become the real Bharat. You will really understand what Gayatri is, as Parampuja wanted to tell you. Not have you read it, but live like that. That is what his Sanjeevani Vidya is. Jai Guru.